Somebody pointed something out to me recently that I find very interesting. They pointed out that in a cubic inch of forest soil, there's about 11,000 miles of mycelial wiring. Now we're building something called the internet and furiously laying copper and fiber optic everywhere, and soon it will go wireless. I think that this net that we're building is not the most artificial construction ever conceived. It's a simulacrum of nature, is what it is. Nature is the original internet. I mean, nature is some kind of interconnected, communicating, data routing, self-regulating, non-equilibrium system. And as we go nanotech, as we descend to the molecular level, our teachers are going to be plants, viruses, bacteria. They know how to do it down there, and we don't. And I think that the artificial phase of technology is simply that, a phase. Remember in Arthur C. Clarke's book, The City of the and the Stars, the central dictum of that society, and it had been a rule followed for a million years, was no machine shall have any moving part. And that's coming, and those are machines we can barely imagine, and they will be, you know, smaller than a gnat's eyelash. So the artificial natural thing seems to me a synthetic dualism. In fact, all dualisms are synthetic because, at least in my book, there is some kind of Neoplatonic one that lies behind all the lesser understandings that give us category. Well, I think, you know, what nature teaches and what life teaches is that worry is preposterous. Worry is a form of egomania, because in order to worry, you have to assume you understand the situation. What are the odds that you actually do understand the situation? Worry is preposterous, and how I've understood that is I'm not a fatalist or a predestination person. Predestination is preposterous, because if the world is absolutely predestined, then you think what you think because you couldn't think anything else. That makes the quest for truth somewhat pointless. In order for there to be truth, there has to be error. Otherwise, how would we know truth?